Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Ukraine makes NATO bid and terror threat level raised as British Prime Minister plans new laws. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Ukraine announced Friday that it is seeking full membership in NATO as a third front opened in its months-long conflict with pro-Russia separatists. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who European and U.S. leaders accuse of heavily supporting the separatists, accused Ukraine of repressing its opponents in the country's east. U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Wales next week for a NATO summit that will address cooperation against Russia's territorial overreach. Britain raised its terror threat level from substantial to severe Friday, as British Prime Minister David Cameron said the poisonous Islamist extremist narrative is a big problem for his country and the globe. The decision to raise the threat level to severe, which means a terrorist act is considered highly likely, was related to developments in Iraq and Syria. Severe is the second highest level of the five threat levels. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now spread to Senegal, which announced its first case Friday.
Il s'agit de jeune Guinéen, étudiant.
The health minister told reporters that the infected person is a Guinean university student who saw treatment at a hospital in Senegal's capital, Dakar, this week. She said the young man admitted to having contact with Ebola patients in Guinea. Senegal is the fifth country linked to the regional Ebola outbreak, which has killed more than 1,500 people this year, mostly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. India's prime minister is heading to Japan today for a five-day visit to shore up defense and economic ties. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi goes to Japan with a broad agenda. He is seeking more Japanese investment in manufacturing and infrastructure. He is also eyeing a breakthrough civil nuclear cooperation pact, which could open the door to India importing nuclear fuel and technology from Japan. The two countries will discuss an agreement to bolster defense coordination and the possible sale of Japanese amphibious search and rescue planes to the Indian Navy. Besides the Japanese Prime Minister, the Indian leader will meet the Japanese Defense Minister. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. Defense Department says military operations against Islamic State militants in Iraq are costing on average $7.5 million per day. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday the cost in Iraq has increased as activities have intensified since they started in mid-June. The news comes a day after President Obama downplayed the possibility of adding U.S. airstrikes against Islamic extremists in Syria, but added the administration is still working on a comprehensive plan to deal with the terrorist group. Kirby says the military is in the process of drawing up options for the president to potentially order strikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, as they have done in Iraq. The U.S. has conducted more than 100 airstrikes in Iraq, most of them around the Mosul Dam facility. The U.S. airstrikes helped Iraqi and Kurdish forces retake the facilities earlier this month, and Kirby says the U.S. will continue strikes as long as Islamic State militants keep trying to threaten the facilities. The United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israeli border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The UN said Friday it has received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to remove them from an active battlefield. The name of the group holding the soldiers has not been released. Earlier media reports indicate involvement by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. A series of experiments performed by scientists from Britain and Japan suggest that coffee and naps taken together maximize the brain's alertness much better than when taken alone. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and our conversation with some of the artists performing at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. We're focusing on Labor Day weekend in Detroit on This Jazz America. Yes, from August the 29th through September the 1st, the Labor Day holiday weekend happens in the United States of America as we celebrate the hardworking people of our nation. They take a break, and if you're in Detroit, you'll be taking a break in front of the stage at four different venues for the largest free jazz festival in the world. An incredible array of artists from all over the world performing all for free. I want to give you a taste of some of the music that you'll hear if you happen to be in Detroit for the 35th edition of the Detroit Jazz Festival. And let's begin things with the music of one of Detroit's own native sons. He's a great bandleader, composer, and bassist. His name is Rodney Whitaker. He has a brand new release called When We Find Ourselves Alone. And from that, here's the jazz classic Invitation, as I invite you to enjoy the next hour of VOA's Jazz America in celebration of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. Thank you.
down in the evening. In the evening when the sun goes down. Gee, baby, ain't it lonesome when your baby's not around? I said it's lonesome. Ain't it lonesome when the sun goes down? I said it's lonesome, people. Ain't it oh so lonesome when the sun goes down? Can't your heart feel mighty empty when your loving baby is not around?
From his album simply titled Big Band, that's the man with that big baritone voice, Kevin Mahogany, with his own composition, In the Evening. And that was from the album Big Band, and there'll be plenty of big bands performing at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. Kicking off the event on Friday night will be Kevin Mahogany with David Berger's NYC Big Band and a special show they call A Night at the Apollo in celebration of the famous theater in New York City's Harlem district called the Apollo Theater. So he's just one of the performers that will be working with a big band. Diane Schur will be there with a big band. The United States Air Force Airmen of Note big band will be there. Various college big bands from the area will perform. And there's just always that big sound on the big stages with the wide open sky up above. It's an all outdoor festival at the Detroit Jazz Festival. I hope you enjoy that from Kevin Mahogany. Now, we'll be hearing music from a gentleman who's played in big bands in the past, but he has basically been known as being a player in small groups, ensembles, if you will, and a great bassist, electric or acoustic, a master performer, a great composer, a multi-Grammy Award winner, and as a matter of fact, I'll be conducting an interview one-on-one with this gentleman, Stanley Clark, who will be performing music from his new release called Up at the Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll conduct the interview at the request of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS, the people who hand out the Grammys. Once again there in Detroit, I'll look forward to presenting the life of Stanley Clark for everyone to enjoy. Now let's enjoy some conversation I've enjoyed with him in the past and some of his music here on VOA's Jazz America. Stanley, could you tell us about an artist that made a deep impression on you?
I remember I was about 16 years old. I was playing acoustic bass, and I came across this piece. At that time, I was starting to play transcriptions of pieces, and there was this composer, French composer, called Gabriel Fauré.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was the first music that I played for the bass where the bass sounded like a solo instrument. Mm-hmm. It was the melody was beautiful. It laid on the bass properly. It was very easy to play. And because it was so easy, all I had to worry about was the interpretation of the melody. And I thought, wow, this was great. So then I got into French composers, and I came across Debussy and all the rest of them. And that was the first, you know, I loved the harmony. I know it was within the orchestral domain, but the harmony, Ravel, was just all so serious, this harmony. I fell in love with the harmony. Then I got into Stravinsky, which I thought was a great combination of soul and science coming together. You know, he was.
Oh, I like that phrase.
You know, and soul and science. I mean, and from that point, I became obsessed with John Coltrane. I don't even like to talk about it, man. I mean, it was a sickness. I mean, a lot of my friends in Philadelphia, they still tease me about it because I was a guy. Back in the day when Motown was, like, really big, I used to go to the dances, and they'd say, oh, here comes Stanley, crazy Stanley. Because I was so tall, and I hung around with these guys, and we could all fight. I'd come in with the Coltrane records and just, all right. And I became a bit of a nut with that stuff. But I tell you, man, it was, for some reason to me, Coltrane's music, I mean, he had a tremendous facility, you know, technique on his instrument, but for some reason it was the first jazz music that struck me in a way almost religious, like something other than the music. It was like something spiritual. Yeah, it started my sense of spirituality, to be quite honest.
And to prove how much John Coltrane touched him, he wrote a song for him titled simply Song to John, dedicated to John Coltrane. From his album Journey to Love, Stanley Clark with Chick Corea on piano and John McLaughlin on guitar on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you. This is Wallace Roney, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
That's the Wayne Shorter composition Pinocchio, made famous by Miles Davis and one of his famous quintets from the past that included Mr. Shorter. And that is from the 1994 release, A Tribute to Miles, a celebration of the life and music of Miles Davis that featured Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, Ron Carter, and the young trumpet player they chose to play the parts on the trumpet that Miles would have played, Wallace Roney. Wallace will be there with a salute to Miles Davis at the Detroit Jazz Festival. And there'll be many other salutes to greats of jazz past. Nicholas Payton will be there with sketches of Miles with Gil Evans. There'll be a salute to Dave Brubeck by Cyrus Chestnut. As I mentioned earlier, Ramsey Lewis will join with John Pizzarelli with a salute to Nat King Cole, and there will be other special presentations to honor those from the past in jazz. I'll give you more of our taste of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very nice message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Great show. The best mix of jazz and info I've ever come across. Unfortunately, have only just stumbled across you on the internet after all these years. Have downloaded everything available on your website, but are there any more past shows available in your archives? Would be great to hear more. Keep up the good work. Best regards, Robert Page on the sunny Algarve in Portugal. Robert, thank you so much for finding the program and enjoying it. And I've been doing this program for 15 years. So to make available all those programs and really to make available many of them, well, that's quite an undertaking. But you know, I've had requests for this in the past, and we will certainly see what we can do about making more Jazz America shows from the past available. Thank you again for that suggestion. Now let's turn to more of the music that will be performed at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. On Saturday, the legendary saxophonist Pharoah Sanders will lead his quartet, sounding a little bit like this. From his album Shukuru, here is Jitu on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. There's always, it seems, at the Detroit Jazz Festival, a little bit of that connection between the original home of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Detroit, one of those cities where many of the artists from the South gravitated to into the North. Detroit became a center for jazz and certainly one of the great places in jazz history after the music was originated in the South. That's the Dirty Dozen Brass Band from New Orleans, Louisiana, with a Charlie Parker classic, Moose the Mooch. A little bit of New Orleans flavor given to it. It's from their album Voodoo, and they will be performing at the Detroit Jazz Festival, the 35th edition of this wonderful, all-free jazz festival. Another of the artists who will be there will be the master of the Hammond B3 organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith. He'll be performing music from his latest release, In the Beginning, Volumes 1 and 2. And the situation with this album is, at his performances, his fans would say, "We can't find your earlier work. Why don't you re-record them?" So he did just that. That's what we'll be hearing in Detroit this year, but right now let's hear the thoughts of Dr. Lonnie Smith as I caught up with him at another very important recent event.
Well, here we are at the 70th anniversary party for Blue Note Records, and thank goodness there's a doctor in the house, because something might get crazy out here. We might need one, and Dr. Lonnie Smith just happens to be here, the doctor of organ, the doctor of jazz, the doctor of groove. It is so great to see you, and thanks for taking a few moments.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine as frog hair, as my grandpa used to say. That's okay. As fine as it gets.
Oh, is it?
You know, I have to compliment you on the fact that you are continuing, you're out there on the road, and you're seeing new young faces in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And the people are changing, and you and those like you are keeping jazz vibrant and alive and bringing new folks to the music.
Right. That's what I'm seeing a lot in Europe and different places. I keep getting calls from Europe, and the kids keep coming over. The kids, young people, and they come over and study sometime with me. It's because of the things that we did, you know, at Blue Note all those years ago. Now it's like, because when I got with Blue Note, I sort of went a little different, and it became very popular. Now, I mean, it's even popular. So, like, the kids are trying to play like we did then.
Oh, I know. Those English, they went crazy for soul jazz. You know, they loved it so much. And I've asked a lot of Englishmen and women what it was about it. They can't put their finger on it. They just know they loved it.
It felt good. It felt good.
Well, it still feels good what you're making these days, my friend. And it's so great to see you. And Dr. Lonnie Smith, thank you, man, for taking some time and enjoy the night tonight. 70th anniversary of Blue Note. You've been a big part of it, my friend.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
grooving piece of electric jazz there is from the master of the Hammond B3 organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith, sounding as he shall at the Detroit Jazz Festival with the song Track 9 from his album In the Beginning, Volumes 1 and 2. Now let's enjoy the live recording from 2013 at the Detroit Jazz Festival from the Mack Avenue All-Stars on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
John Lewis Dizzy Gillespie classic two-bass hit recorded live at the 2013 Detroit Jazz Festival. It's the Mack Avenue Super Band of all-star players, all of whom record for the Detroit-based Mack Avenue Records. That's a taste of Detroit, and on the next edition of Jazz America, we'll return to the site of the Newport Jazz Festival to talk to four of the members of the new generation of jazz who were there. We'll talk to saxophonists Rudresh Mahanthappa and Ada Rovati, pianist Vijay Iyer, and organist Joey DeFrancesco, all of them under the age of 45. The new generation of jazz on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me then.